The 10th
Welcome to the cult of the Grey Walrus. It's really great to meet you.
Hi, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. I'm Rama Joel.
Rama.
Rama. It's a title. It's like Pope.
You're like the main guy here. You're the big.
I don't want to brag, but I'm the big cheese here, as people would call it.
Hey, that sounds pretty Gouda to me.
but seriously, once you're in the cult,
I'm sorry.
No cheese jokes.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
No, it's part of our worship is we revere cheese, so.
I apologize.
No, it's fine.
That was just a little cheese
it's
humor.
It's fine. It's just you're a first timer, so I just have to kind of give you the ground rules. So,
okay.
So what? Why don't we just start? I just want to get to know you. Let's get to know each other.
Okay,
see if you're right for our cult.
So sure. But before we start, I need to know how to address you. Do I call you Rama? Do I call you Sir?
You can call me Rama. I prefer Magnificence, but, you know, we'll get there. There's no rush for that.
All right, Magnificence.
Thank you. Thank you. That's nice. That's
what.
That warms my 7 chakra pizzas.
You're up to 7 chakra pizzas.
Yeah. Yeah. I have attained the highest order of the golden armchair.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is how our Lord and Savior, Godfrey McDougal.
Oh, man. He's a good man.
He was a good man. He is unfortunately ascended, or fortunately for us, rather.
Okay.
He's ascended to the third hamburger helper.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I just feel bad.
Let me ask you some questions.
Okay.
What brings you into our doors? I mean, I say doors, really it's a tent. Today, what brings you here?
Well, that's a long story, but do you have time?
I have all the time in the world until I ascend to the macaroni in the sky.
Hmm. Is it a macaroni and cheese? Oh.
That is why we do not make cheese jokes, is because the macaroni is indeed in cheese.
Okay.
It is in all of the cheese, because the cheese binds us, unites us, and sometimes constipates us.
This is going to be tough for me, because a lot of my humor is cheese-based.
Right, yeah.
But I'm going to work hard here. I'm working hard to do...
Perhaps maybe you could shift to more of a sausage-based humor or maybe a bread-based humor. That would be less offensive for us here.
Okay, I will work on that, you know, your magnificence.
But you know, you're starting at the cracker level as a new cracker. We understand that you will be broken. You will be crumbled into soup. Mm-hmm. And then we will rebuild you and bring you into... the container of love that is within all of us.
Mm. Okay.
So what brings you here?
I went in to get a routine checkup at the doctor's office. You know, just getting a physical, you know, turn your head and cough and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
you know, by the way, we have a saying around here about doctors. I mean, we don't like doctors. I mean, we really don't. We call them tortilla shells because they are as flat and empty, and if you leave them alone for too long, they get hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so true about doctors.
Yeah. But routine checkup, you were saying, with the so-called doctor? Yes. Carry on.
Well, I'm sorry. So I went for a routine checkup with the tortilla shell.
Yeah. I can see you're going to fit in here just fine.
Thanks.
And what did he say?
And this is the hard part, but he said I've got a hole in my soul.
Yeah, yeah.
He said I had a cult-sized hole in my soul.
Wow.
And...
By the way, this is my disciple. This is the embodiment of Garju Farlangmer. He is ascended to a spirit animal. He is a cat. But around here, he's sacred, so by no means pet him or acknowledge him. Don't make eye contact.
Oh, then I will just ignore him.
Okay.
Him. It's a him?
It is a him, yes. He was my 18th paternal grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's a legacy.
I welcome him.
And he welcomes you.
So, yeah. There was a cult-sized hole in my soul. And I asked around. I was looking at the cult of the red spider. I was looking at the cult of the purple walrus.
Oh.
Yeah. I understand that they are...
They're
your competition.
They split off from us, yes. Yes. I mean, we went gray, they went purple. Yeah. You know.
And I was just looking up on Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know...
Did we get 5 stars?
You got 5 stars.
Wow.
You had the most highest reviews, and I thought...
Oh, that's nice.
And I thought, hey, you know, this is the cult for me. I'm here to join up, and I'm ready to sign.
Wow. Okay. Well, let me ask you, are you adverse to ceremonial footwear?
Am I averse?
Yeah.
I love ceremonial footwear. Wow. I have a pair... of, you know, those little elf shoes with the little bells on the tip?
Yes.
And the little tassels?
Yes.
I have a pair like that. I have a pair for basically every outfit.
Those are...
I have purple, I have green, I have yellow, I have orange,
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
I have gray, I have spandex.
Now, the gray ones, those are the ones you want for here.
I'm wearing them right now. Listen.
Please put your feet away.
I'm sorry, sir. You're magnificent, sir.
That's another one of our taboos, is shaking one's feet around. In fact, we actually try to transport ourselves without making any jingling noise on our shoes that have all the bells on them. I'm going to walk around the room.
How?
Here I am walking around the room.
How are you doing that? It's so silent.
I have ascended.
Do you mind if I try?
You may try. You know what? That's a very good start. It's a very good start.
I'm trying here. I'm trying my best. Sorry, I'm new here.
Yeah. And we have a saying here, which is a newbie is like a brand newbie, which is like an old bee, but not quite a bumblebee.
Wow.
Take that in. Absorb it.
That is deep.
Digest it.
That is deep.
Make it your own. Now,
okay. Give me a second. Sorry, I'm still making it my own, and I'm done. Okay.
Great. Wonderful.
It's mine now.
Wonderful. So now I wanted to know: was it the multiple wives, or the multiple husbands, or had you heard about that practice here? Because, you know, it's part of, Deborah in accounting. She likes to keep track of, you know.
I met her. Yeah, is she the one out there in the lobby?
She's the one with the clipboard.
She was a lovely lady. Yeah, is she single?
Well, yes and no. Yes. She's bonded to, about 18 gentlemen and 2 ladies. And it's a celibate, sexual thing. It's really about fornicating in a very pure, virginized way.
Oh, I don't think I understand.
I know it's difficult to understand, but let me just say this isn't one of those sex cults. It's not a sex cult.
No,
so
I wouldn't.
If you're here for all the sex, there is absolutely no sex except for all the sex, which there is a lot of sex.
All right, I think I'm getting it. I think I'm getting it.
There is a ton of sex in this absolutely no sex sex cult. But we're not a sex cult. We're a sect cult. I know it's confusing.
Okay.
It's,
Oh, I'm sorry.
Could you please just have a seat.
I'm sorry.
Can you just please just sit back down?
All the sex talks. I get excited.
I know. Okay. And, I don't know why you've got your legs open that wide. I'm finding that a little distracting. Thank you.
It was my understanding that I was not to wear pants when I came here.
No, that's true.
Yes, but the legs need to be closed.
Well, there's closed and there's what you were doing. I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm very limber.
No, I understand.
It's a point
that.
Of pride
and
for me.
We view the taint as a much more sacred part of the human anatomy than either the anus or the genitals.
I get that because, you know, the anus and the genitals are wonderful and they have their own uniqueness and their beautiful qualities, but part that joins them together...
That's correct. This is why you'll notice that I am wearing the taint loincloth.
I have noticed that. You're wearing nothing but a small piece of cloth on your taint.
Yes, and it's between... Yes, it is between my asshole and my penis.
Yes, of course, you're wearing that and, of course, the shoes.
Yes. However, there is several ceremonies where we do expose our taints. There's the helicopter penis ceremony... There
oh,
is
I've heard about that.
Yes, there is the
very famous
Fisting Thursdays, and there is also the upside down pie eating contest.
Okay,
so
what was that second one?
Fisting Thursdays.
Fisting Thursdays.
Fisting. It's not what you think. No. I'm aware of that term. No, quite simply, it's about just bareback pounding like
bareback
bros
pound?
Do.
Like bros do.
Yeah, just, okay. You know, just a good old fist pound, just deep, 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 deep fisting.
And what day of the week do you normally do this on?
This is Thursdays.
This is on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why it's called Fisting Thursdays.
Well, of course.
I don't know how I didn't put that together.
I
yeah,
know,
okay, all right,
know,
all right. So, you know, I'm new here.
You are very new here, and we honor you. And
thank you, your magnificence.
We really, and by we, I mean the royal we, because I'm now speaking for myself. You know, I won't repeat his name again, but the cat entity and the gray walrus who is to my left right now.
Now, I don't know if this is too early to ask this type of question, but what is the significance of the gray walrus? It seems to be very shrouded in mystery when I Google you guys.
I'm going to be honest with you right now. You're not at the level where we can reveal what the gray walrus is. However, there is a tail involved.
Hmm.
A very
like a cat tail or like a story tale.
It's funny you should say that. It's a bit of both.
Wow.
It's there.
I'm ready. I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, once you get to the level, you can have the full story. But for now, let me give you a little taster. There was a walrus who once chased another tail. I won't tell you whose. But what he found through chasing another tail is that he got a lot of tail.
Whoa, tail. That's like sex, right?
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got excited again.
I'm sorry. I mean, maybe I wasn't clear. Maybe I wasn't clear about how asexual this cult is. You do know that, for example, Deep Vagina Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that means?
No,
I mean, because I don't want you to get the wrong impression of us. I have stated that this is a highly sexual, sexless cult.
Yeah, you've made that clear. My assumption, and I've read about Deep Vagina Wednesdays, like it's a lot on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not sure of the actual ceremony that occurs on that day. My understanding is that we have intercourse with a large woman.
No.
And,
oh my.
No.
No, absolutely
no.
Not.
Okay, I apologize. That was...
No, a large woman simply lies down completely naked, spreads her legs, and you basically insert your genitals into a bucket of salt next to her.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and what day of the week does this happen on?
This is Wednesday.
This is when. Oh, that's that why it's called Deep Vagina Wednesdays?
Yes.
Okay, I think I'm getting the pattern here.
You haven't figured out why the vagina is deep.
Of course not.
No. Do you think it's because it's cavernous? Of course not. It's because this vagina speaks wisdom.
Wow. It speaks.
This is a speaking vagina. Her name is Carrie.
The woman or the vagina?
Both. Why would you even ask that?
I'm new here.
Her name is Carrie.
Okay.
And she has pearls on her body. And also of wisdom.
Oh.
Near her.
The pearls are near her and on her body.
No. Look, I understand you're new here and we welcome you.
Yeah, I'm new
and
here.
And we honor you.
Yeah.
The pearls are on her, but the wisdom is near her. Do you understand?
I see.
She has a pearl necklace, which you will give to her.
I can't wait.
And not in that way.
No, I wouldn't dream of it.
I'm going to be straight with you. Steve has been coming up with a lot of names for this stuff, and I don't think he knows a lot of things between you and me, because, I mean, Fisting Thursday, I mean, seriously. Like, that's going to be confusing for a highly sexual sexless cult.
Huh.
You know,
this is a sexual sexless cult. Yeah, you've
highly sexual
sexless cult.
Sexless,
completely sexless. Sorry, I'm new here. So,
yes,
yeah.
I know it's very confusing. No, and Steve has also come up with some other names like Bang Bus Friday.
Oh, and is that what day of the week is that on?
That is on Friday.
Sorry, yeah. I'm new here.
Now Bang Bus Friday, as you can imagine, is, of course, riding around on a bus shooting guns out the window.
Yeah, bang, bang, you know?
Yeah.
All I want to do is... bang.
No. That is horrible. We do not partake in popularized music.
Oh, I apologize.
We listen to the breathing and the sounds of nature.
I can hear it now.
Yeah.
There's a seagull. I can hear the seagull.
So, before we admit you into the order, do you have any questions for me?
I have one question.
Mm.
I assume this is going to cost some money.
Oh, absolutely not. It is not going to cost you a single penny.
But I thought you might want to make some money, you know, some cheddar. Uh-oh. Oh, your magnificence. What have I done?
This will not cost you a single penny, but it will cost you everything you have. Financially.
Okay, can you just give me a minute to mull this over?
While you're taking that minute to mull this over, would you mind signing these forms?
No problem.
Thank you.
Okay, your magnificence?
And here.
Okay.
And this one just says your life savings, yes.
Okay.
That's the deed to your house. Your feet.
Oh, sorry. I was getting a little nervous signing these things. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm happy to be aboard. And I look forward to our journey together.
Great. We love you and we honor you. And if you could just proceed to your left to the sloppy wet sex tent, and you will be provided with a warm, dry overcoat and a fully zipped up straitjacket, and there will be absolutely no sex.
Okay.
Thank
you, sir. Pleasure meeting you. I'll head over there right now.
Walk softly.
Magnificence?
Yes. Please, come in.
Yes.
What is it? Still haven't figured it out, hey? You've been with us for how long now?
A month,
yeah. And I believe Frank has been here as long as you, and do you hear him?
Yes.
No.
I don't hear Frank. Yeah, I get it. I get your point, man. Frank is part of what I'm here to talk to you about.
I'm here to listen. You are my children.
All right.
Let's rap, as they say.
Let's rap. I am mad as hell.
Okay. What can I do to bring your peace inwardly and outwardly. Mostly outwardly.
I need to talk about something that happened to me with another member of the Fourth Order.
Right. I'm sorry. You do know that some people have titles that are actually member of the Fourth Order. I mean, members are of the Fourth Order.
Yes, and that's the problem.
Right. Your penis was ranked rather low, do you feel?
My penis was ranked very low, and I feel unfairly low.
What did Frank rank you? Because, I mean...
Oh, here we go with Frank again. I know Frank.
He's been here as long as you, and he's already ascended to ranking penises.
I know. He is right here. Can we ask him to leave?
Frank, could you give us a minute? Do you hear that? Nothing. Nothing. Just... Frank, turn off your phone.
Classic Frank. This is the thing. He's a bit of a bully. You know, I get it. I know that my penis doesn't meet the ideals of the gray walrus, all right? He's got a very tusk-like penis.
Very
upward,
very
upward arcing.
And pointed.
Very white and pointed at the end. And I know that's the ideal. But the thing is, what I lack...
I'm sorry. What member of what order did you get? Did you get member of the Second Order?
Oh, no. You know. You're going to make me say it.
I am.
Are you going to make me say it?
I am. I need you to own this.
Here we go. Member of the First Order.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I said it. You made me say it, and I said it.
No, my son, we are not... We are striving for perfection here.
I didn't mean to get angry.
Don't. I accept your anger. You're in a safe place. This tent... Look at this tent.
It's
Do you see any fear? Any hatred in this tent?
To be honest with you,
except for Jimmy hatred, of course.
But. Yeah, Jimmy hatred... But also, there is no hatred outwardly, but I'm starting to feel that there's hatred in my heart. And it's all coming from... I just would like a second opinion. I would like a revote of the order of my penis, because, yes, it does not resemble a walrus tusk as beautifully as Frank's penis, and it is beautiful. But what I lack in length and upward arc, I make up for in girth. Frank! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell. It's just... He's listening. He's listening at the door. He knows I'm talking about him. This is the kind of thing he's always doing.
Frank, please, if you could just give us a moment. I understand that it's hard... to leave when somebody is talking about your beautiful penis. But you must move on, please. Frank, thank you. Now, Mike, let me ask you this. Is it really important that your penis is walrusy? Couldn't the girth of your penis just be enough? Couldn't you be like the hermit crab who makes a home out of a beer can?
I'm trying, Magnificence. I'm trying so hard to fit in here. But it's just constant, you know? The other day I woke up...
Mm-hmm.
Frank was doing the helicopter. You know, I was having this beautiful dream of a sea breeze. I woke up...
Might I ask what day it was? Was it Helicopter Wednesday?
It was Helicopter... What day of the week was that?
I believe it was Wednesday.
It was on a Wednesday. And he was doing... Yeah, it was on a Wednesday. You're right. And I felt a sea breeze, and it was the most beautiful dream. And then I woke up, and I realized he was just standing by my bed, flapping his member around.
Of the Fourth Order.
His Fourth Order member, spinning around helicopter style, and just blowing the air in my face, and it was insulting.
Now,
I felt degraded.
Mike, I
dehumanized.
I understand you've had your challenges here, but did you not know that Frank was ordered, if not commanded by a higher power, to awake you in this manner? This is why Helicopter Wednesdays even exists, is to wake up our members, both our members of our cult and our members being our penises.
And this is on Helicopter Wednesday.
Yes. Your member being your penis needed to awake. Awaken.
Okay. All right. So here's what I need to know. What do I need to do to get to a second order or higher?
Well,
because I'm drowning here, buddy. I am drowning. All right, I'm dying in here, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know if I can keep this up, man. I'm dying.
I feel your pain. Yeah, I feel your pain. I think one of the things you can do is you can blow Charlie.
I've been blowing Charlie for weeks.
No, you've been having oral sex with Charles. That is not what I'm talking about.
Who's Charlie? Who's Charles?
Charlie.
Who am I blowing? Do I even need... Oh, no.
My goodness. Maybe you just don't know. I mean... Steve, come in here for a second. I want you to listen to this. Were you not aware that Charles, who you were blowing, is not the same as blowing Charlie?
Steve, why does Steve have to be here for this?
Because Steve comes up with the names. Now,
is he the one who came up with Spanky Spanks Tuesdays?
Yeah, where you wear shoes with spanks on them. Yes, yes. Of course.
And what day of the week is that on?
Tuesdays.
Okay, yes, of course. Sorry, I'm new here.
You have to understand that Charlie is our name for Bubbles. And simply, you were supposed to be blowing Bubbles.
So I was giving oral sex to the janitor for nothing. Okay,
I don't mean oral sex.
No, wait, what?
By blowing, it just means simply making a breeze with your mouth.
You're being deceiving here. The lingo,
I don't know how clear I can be.
I feel like the lingo in this cult
Steve,
is...
Steve, we need to work on this. I mean, Mike here is not the first one. He's not the first one. Don't just nod at me. No, don't just nod and bow your head and say nothing. Do you have something to say? No. Then go. And I want you to rewrite things and make them less ambiguous. Thank you. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. He's a quiet one.
He is very quiet.
He's you know what though? He's been one of the only ones here that was nice to me.
He is a very nice man, and that's partially why I have allowed him to name our ceremonies. However, you know, Mike, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. You are the only one who's not getting it. You're the only one who's not getting it. I'm sorry. It's just I don't know how clear Motorboat Monday...
I'm new here, all right? In Motorboat Monday... I like the alliteration, but it's just, it's confusing because,
why,
you know,
how is going into a motorboat, into an actual motorboat, confusing?
It has a sexual connotation. And also, what day is that one on?
It's Monday.
It's on Monday. Sorry, I'm new here. It's just, there's a sexual connotation there, and I just, the assumption is that I will be able to be putting my face, betwixt the breasts of a voluptuous young woman.
I'm sorry. We've talked about this. Breasts are sacred. They are not for motorboating, as you call it. They're simply for fondling, licking, and occasionally putting your rod between. And by rod, I mean your staff. By staff, I mean the staff right here.
Oh.
It does have a... What's on the top of the staff?
An emerald.
And what's on top of the emerald?
A dragon.
And what's on top of the dragon?
A baby leopard.
That's right. Do you understand?
I get it now.
Okay.
I get it. My assumption was Motorboat Mondays. You know, it wasn't a little unclear on what day of the week that happens on, but the chestnut of wisdom in there is that I would be able to, you know, press my face between some breasts and jubble them around with my...
I believe you meant my, betwixt, but...
Betwixt, I apologize, Your Magnificence.
I think we may have made a misstep. For starters, we outlawed calendars, so that was maybe that's a little confusing because...
It is.
You know, we don't necessarily know what day of the week it is unless, you know, you or me... And I don't necessarily tell people all the time. And also the fact that every day of the week seems to have conflicting themes. But we're working on it. I mean, Deborah's ironing out the details. Mm-hmm. I really think that sexual Saturdays and sensual Saturdays should probably be one event.
That was confusing.
And yeah.
Yeah, those... And sexual
also
Saturdays.
Celibate Saturdays was also...
Sexual Saturdays, what day of the week is that on?
That's Saturday.
That's Saturday. And sensual Saturdays?
Also Saturday.
What about celibate Saturdays?
It's a Friday.
Oh, that's Friday. Okay, sorry, I'm new here. So, yeah.
I know. Yeah, so it's... I can understand your confusion, but what worries me, Mike, what really concerns me is that you're the only one coming to me with these concerns, which is concerning and also a bit of concern.
Well, it is concerning Wednesday, so...
Oh, of course it is.
What day is it? Sorry, I let my watch at home. What day is it today? Is it?
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday. Okay, thanks. Sorry, I'm new here.
So, yeah. But being the Wednesday that it is, I think we can also... understand that it's Forgiving Fridays, and we can move on from here.
It is Forgiving Fridays.
Yes. So, Mike, I want some assurance that you're not going to rock the boat. And by that, I mean the motorboat, the actual motorboat.
I'm happy to just say yes, sir, to walk out of here, not rock the boat at all. I just need kind of indication of what I need to do to get to the next level of order of penis,
all
because
this is what I'm gonna do. This is, I think you need some direct guidance. I think we're gonna get Susan.
Hey, Susie, can I call her Susie?
No,
I'm sorry, Susie.
Susan.
What did I say?
You said Susie.
I'm sorry. I thought it was.
You thought it was Susie Sundays.
Susie. It's not Susie Sunday.
It's Friday.
What day is Susie Sunday?
It's on Wednesday.
Oh, okay, sorry.
This is why it's confusing. I understand, but again, you're the only one who's not getting it.
Okay.
So this is what I think we're going to do. Susan, would you mind? Yeah. Now, as you can see, Susan is only wearing her taint cloth.
And it's a beautiful taint cloth. Is that... Oh, that's a nice... Oh, it's a leopard print.
It is a leopard print.
It goes with the baby leopard on your staff.
And what's on the leopard print? Look close.
Hold on. Oh, is that... It is. Tiny little sailboats.
Yes. Yes.
Lovely.
Now you understand.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay. Susie, would you mind taking him around...
Did you call it?
No, I'm sorry. This is a little in-joke we have.
Okay.
I know. I'm aware it's Friday. Okay. Anyway, Susan is going to accompany you to the marina, where you are going to get wetter than you've ever been in your life. So wet. Sloppy wet. Right, Susan? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So wet. In the dry dock.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for having my concerns heard. And I hope that this wet adventure with Susan will help me ascend to the next level.
It's gonna be sloppy in the holiest of ways.
Okay.
Ching arama gama mama.
Thank you, Your Magnificence.
Seriously, you need to learn to fucking walk. I have good news and bad news. Okay?
Okay.
Um,
just I I came in here to talk about something, but I... Okay, let's hear it. What's the good news?
Well, the good news is I really feel that you're really becoming part of this family. You're really growing. And by the way, congratulations. You've gotten to the fifth level member.
Been working very hard over the last 6 months.
I've heard that your penis is completely conic now. The bad news is that we're not really sure about your understanding of things. I've heard reports of you walking into the wrong bathroom, and I don't know how clear it could be. It's male two-spirited, she-male five-spirited, eight-armed octopi. I mean, there's only six washrooms, and you continuously go into the wrong one.
Well, the symbol's confusing, all right?
What are you in your heart? Because they're all labeled by what is in your heart. So if you're going to the washroom that's in your heart, then you should know. Why would you go to six different ones?
In my heart, I'm an eight-armed octopi. But I went in the eight-armed octopi washroom.
And what happened?
Yeah, and there was a man in a gorilla costume pounding on his chest and saying, get out, I'm using this one, I'm using this one. And I understand that he tattletailed on me.
Yes, and did you apologize to...
No, I'm not going to apologize to him. He's in a monkey costume. I'm in the fifth order here.
Okay, Balthazar has been with us since the beginning.
Yes, Balthazar, yes, I know. Balthazar is so great. Balthazar, he peels the bananas the best. Balthazar makes the best banana splits. Yes, okay, yes, they are the best banana split I have ever had.
But do you feel that it's because he's wearing a gorilla costume or because he's got the banana shape in his heart, the hole of which you talked? Do you remember that, Mike? It's been 6 months.
Seems like so long ago.
6 months, you talked about a cult-shaped hole.
I had a cult-shaped hole in my soul.
In your soul.
I do remember that. Oh, man.
Now, Balthazar had a banana-shaped hole, and now he's achieved... Wow. Cheddar.
We don't make cheese jokes.
That was not a joke. That was not a joke. He has achieved cheddar.
Well, I feel like I have achieved cheddar.
You have not.
I haven't.
You have not, Mike. And it's clear by your attitude today that you really, I would say, if anything, you've achieved maybe processed cheese, maybe.
That's a cheese joke.
No, that is not a joke.
I think you made a cheese joke.
That is not a joke.
That's not a joke. I chuckled. There was a little titter. I tittered.
That's your own... That is your own...
You don't
own...
think I tittered. Are you titter-doubting me? I tittered. I tittered.
Firstly... Okay, tittering is on Tuesdays. We've talked about this.
Titter Tuesdays.
You're confused about that, too.
What day of the week do we do that on?
Tuesdays.
Okay, sorry. I'm new here. I'm not that new here, though.
No, you're not.
I've been here 6 months.
No, you know better. Titter Tuesdays. Everybody knows.
Titter Tuesdays.
Now, are you laughing at processed cheese? Why are you laughing? This is...
I tittered again.
I'm finding this completely frustrating.
Yeah. Well, I think what you did was you made a cheese joke. Did I just find a loophole? All right. You mentioned cheese.
No cheese jokes.
You mentioned cheese, and I laugh. If I laugh, does that not make it a joke?
No, that just speaks to your immaturity, frankly. And frankly, I'm not the only one. Okay? There have been countless cult family coming to me and telling me that you've been cracking wise about cheese. Okay? Do we need to bring up the Parmesan incident?
Parmesan incident? I just laughed again.
It's now an incident.
But wait a second. You just said Parmesan incident, and I laughed. Is that a cheese joke?
No.
I think it's a cheese joke.
Why are you laughing?
Because you made a cheese joke. You made a joke about cheese, and I tittered, and it was hilarious. I tittered. Did you not hear me titter?
Is today Tuesday?
It's not Tuesday. I don't know. What day is it today?
It's Friday.
And I tittered.
I tittered on a Friday
after you made a cheese comment. Hold on. Look. I just happen to have the Grey Wallace rule book here. Page number 77.
77.
Do you remember what the first paragraph says?
Of course I do. It says, in all good faith, all cheese jokes shalt not be uttered completely without in perpetuity, of course.
That's correct. That's what it says.
That is the start of it.
And there's an asterisk there. And if I just go down to the footnote, it says, cheese joke shalt be defined as a mention of cheese or other lactose products to which another member hears audibly through his own eardrums, interprets with his own or her own brain, and determines to be humorous in nature, at which point he will laugh, chortle, or titter on any day other than Tittering Tuesday.
Let me see that.
I tittered, sir.
You tittered.
Titter, tatter, pancake batter. All right?
So what do we do about this?
Can I have the book back, please? Give me the book. Give me the... Thank you. Page 77. If a cheese joke is made by a higher order member, he or she must relinquish his or her position and...
Wait. Ah, damn it, it's airtight. You tittered.
I tittered and you're totaled.
I don't know what to say here. I guess I can give you the ceremonial diaper.
Thank you. Oh, I see you've already used it, but I proudly will wear it.
There's the staff.
I accept the staff.
That is a really nice dragon.
Thank you. Now I appear to be the leader of this cult, and you have been reduced, as per the ordinance in this book, you have been reduced to a first order. And you know what? Hey.
Oh, God.
Your feet. All right? I can hear them jingling. Hey, I can hear... You're jingling and jangling.
I'm sorry.
Stop that.
This is not how this was supposed to go.
Stop that. Give me your taint cloth. Relinquish your taint cloth to me. Thank you. Now, when I consume this taint cloth, I will be the new cult leader, and I will declare the new name of this cult.
Oh, God.
Very salty. Don't cry. Don't cry. Listen to me. Listen! The taint cloth has been consumed. I've tittered. Your totaled taint cloth has been consumed.
Oh, God. What do I do now?
You sit and you listen to me. I have decided on a new name. We are now the cult of the Orange Walrus.
I just have one question.
Okay.
What day is it?
It's Tuesday.
I'm sorry, I'm new here.